We're talking with Dave Cavill from the Oakland A's. Dave, what brings the president of the Oakland A's to Sacramento on Earth Day?
Well, we're here today because we have an actual vote in the Natural Resource Committee in the Assembly on our AB 1191 bill, which will do a trust exchange, enable us to build a privately financed ballpark at the waterfront.
Now, I know you have said that you'd like to be in the new ballpark by 2023. What does it take to get a shovel in a ground in time to make that very gooey schedule happen?
Well, 2019 is a big year for us. We need to get our two bills through the legislature this year. We need to get our agreement with the port, which is imminent, and we need to get through the environmental review, which will be done around the end of the year. If all those things happen and we're on track for all of them, then we can break ground in late 2020 or early 2021 and open the ballpark at Howard Terminal in 2023.
What would you say the one biggest obstacle is that you're facing right now to make that happen?
I think the number one thing is that we just need to turn out our supporters and so many people in favor of the project. You know, there's so much inertia sometimes against, you know, doing new things, and we need to get a lot of momentum and excitement around what we're doing, especially in front of the legislature and all the different voting entities. And that's why we're hosting this beautiful rally here on a beautiful Earth Day here in Sacramento to turn out our fans, have hundreds of people celebrating A's baseball.
Now, in the midst of doing all of this, you guys have another huge deal going down this week.
We do. We have a vote tomorrow to buy half the Coliseum property where we currently play and to have an adaptive reuse of that area as well. And so we have twin projects in Oakland, a waterfront project at Howard Terminal and then the location at the Coliseum. They both can bring transformative change for Oakland, billions of dollars in economic impact, something that our community can be really proud of.
Now, can you give us a little hint of what you plan to do with the Coliseum property?
Well, if you go to oaklandballpark.com, we have all our renderings. We're going to keep the arena. It's going to be an amazing concert venue. We're going to actually take the Coliseum where we currently play and create a youth sports complex, which I think will be incredible. And then we're going to have job opportunities, commercial real estate, housing, including affordable housing. It's going to have a lot of really great facets to that part of the development.
Now, I have to ask you something. I know that you're really excited about something with the waterfront property, and that is the gondola from BART to the waterfront. Tell us about that.
A really dynamic project to connect downtown Oakland to the waterfront. 3-minute ride, a beautiful view of the entire, you know, waterfront, San Francisco, Bay Bridge. Really an incredible project, and I think something that people will be attracted to. It will be an actual tourist attraction for Oakland, which is something we need.
Now, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little baseball.
Yes.
Last week, you also made a major investment in player personnel, and that is you extended the contract of Chris Davis. You have to be excited about that.
We're thrilled. Chris Davis has meant so much to this organization. He loves Oakland. He loves the A's. I'm so happy that our fans can go out and buy a Chris Davis jersey and know he's going to play here. That's just a great thing.
Dave, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.